Welcome back to CHQR and More Than Money with myself, Rob, and Faisal. Faisal, good question for you.
Okay.
If you could delete yourself from the internet, would you?
I would delete any pictures of myself and Dave Popwich. Everything else I'm okay with. Just being around him, kind of, I don't want it on the internet.
Maybe some old incriminating, who knows,
none.
Right?
None. Not worried about any of that stuff. But it's interesting because, you know, we saw a recent survey that came out. They're saying that, you know, one third of Canadians want to delete themselves from the internet.
Yeah.
That's I think a very high number considering the time of that we're in with the technology and everything. How do you like live off the internet grid?
Well, and how would you ever do that? And we don't know the answer. So let's go to a specialist. We are with Adrianus Warmenhoven, defense strategist with NordVPN. Thanks for joining us today, Adrianus.
Thank you for having me.
So you saw you heard about the survey. People kind of want to, at least a third of Canadians, according to the survey, want to delete themselves from the internet. How about we first do an overview of this survey and your thoughts about Canadians wanting to delete themselves from the internet?
Well, one part of the survey was that we wanted to know if people were comfortable with their data being on the internet. And what different types of data on the internet they were comfortable with. And we found out that a lot of people were worried a bit about their financial data, but that's globally so. But they're also uncomfortable with social media pictures, things they have been saying in their past, those kind of things. And also the uncanny feeling that you might have forgotten something, which is basically the data at some webshop you only visit once or twice in a lifetime, and you never visit back. But your data is still there. It doesn't decay or it doesn't disappear automatically. So a lot of people felt uncomfortable about this kind of oil spill of their identity being bigger and bigger on the internet. And this is what the survey was about. And we found out that, one third of the Canadians would rather like to delete that information, delete themselves, their identity from that.
So just for clarity, so they want to delete the information off the internet. They don't want to have themselves off the internet.
No, if you just want to be off the internet, you just switch off and go outside. That's easy. but it's really the information. And nowadays, basically your digital persona is you. Whenever you interact with like government or a shop or anything like that, you might feel you're interacting, but it's actually only your digital information, your digital persona, which they are interacting with. And in the online world, which is making a bigger impact nowadays than it used to be, your digital persona is you. And this is kind of the crux when we say they want to delete themselves, their digital persona from the internet.
So that being said, is there ways to actually start doing this? If you Google yourself and see yourself, is there ways to start actually removing that?
Yes, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. The first I would recommend is just send a deletion request. Most of the big sites like Facebook and Google and Amazon, they have these special provisions where you can just ask, please delete everything you know about me. And it's hard to find, but if you just Google delete my data, there's actually a site called delete my data, you can find the ways where you put in this request, and then they will tell you what's going on. And this is just, you get to review the data before you can download the data, so you have a copy of it yourself or for a backup. So this is the first way. The second one, for the small mom and pop kind of shops, you really have to visit them and delete your account. This is one thing which is a bit more cumbersome, but my advice would be get together with a group of friends, make an evening out of it, have some snacks ready, and just help each other, because some people might know how it works in one side, somebody might know how it works in another side. This is something which is really effective. Most people struggle because they're trying to do this all on their own, and getting together, it really helps. There's also ways by law you can really request by Google to even disappear from search results. You have the right to be forgotten. and you really should exercise that kind of right. The other thing is, of course, if you don't want to be as radical as that by deleting everything, you could also start by making your social media profiles private. There's actually, if you go to your account, this, I can say this generically because this works on all of the social media. You go to your account page, there will be settings for privacy. And you can switch on and off saying only my friends can see this. This will already help, because if you make it private, a search engine cannot index it. It will not index it. So in Google, you're already away. And these kind of things, really, you should start doing and make a habit out of integrating this digital persona into your life. This will also help. Get a feeling for it. And what I mean with that is try to understand, who am I in this social media site? And then you look at this, your account profile, and you go with friends and you talk about this. Don't do it all on your own.
Adrianus, when you look at, there's going to be a bunch of people who are listening to this, watching this, not concerned until they heard this piece and go, oh, maybe I should start deleting and becoming more private or getting off the internet, at least my information. I understand that there's exposure. When there's exposure, there's risk. But in the real world, what kind of risk do people really have? How bad does it really get for people? Because there's a small percentage whose identity is stolen. There's a small percentage whose financial information has been used. There's a small percentage whose credit has been used. But that's not the lion's share. Is this a big of a problem as we hear about it, because we hear the extreme cases? Or is this the norm? Everybody is being exposed, therefore have risk, and therefore are going to have something happen to them, or is this, it could happen to them?
At the moment, I would say the risk is about as big as crossing the street. Everybody has the same risk of being hit by a random car. The reason why we're talking about this is because it's really widespread, and the internet is large numbers. It's like almost everybody on the planet. So even a small percentage of this happening is large numbers. But the thing to understand is that if you are cautious, then the risk can be managed by just being cautious about what's being sent to you. Your information about your debit card or credit card, that is a risk if you go to non-reputable sites or one-off sites or shady sites. But again, this is like going into a dark alley in a city you don't know. If you stay with the bigger companies like Facebook, Meta, Google, whatever, the risk is limited. However, it's still growing. So everything you have now on the internet might be used, maybe not today, maybe not next year, but in a couple of years. So at least some diligence and some understanding will help you to avoid really big pitfalls in the future.
Adrianus, we have about a minute left to go before we have to go to commercial break. So your two tips that you'd give to our viewers and listeners on how to protect themselves in this digital world that we're in.
Well, obviously one would be use a VPN, and I can explain why. If I see you peeling potatoes, I might not know what dish you're cooking, but I know you're going to eat potatoes. This is the same if you go to a banking site. An attacker might see that, and they know which bank you are, so they know which phishing mail to send you. So use a VPN, that's part one. The other one is forget about passwords with complexity. Use passphrases, like sentences from a poem, a song, or a book that you really love, because the longer a password is or passphrase is, the more difficult it is to hack. So, and it's also easier to remember, because if it's from a song or a poem you like, you remember it.
The great tips from Adrianus Warmenhoven, defense strategist at NordVPN. This is something that's going to keep on coming up in the future, as Adrianus was saying. Want to say thank you so much, Adrianus, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Adrianus was talking about protecting yourself, like crossing the road. You need to look both ways and make sure you've got everything covered, or you're going to get hit by a car. Same thing when preparing for retirement. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you've got everything ready, because you never know, you might get hit while you're crossing the road in retirement. What does that look like? How do you protect yourself? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar, Rob.
Yeah, join us Tuesday, August 16th, 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
When should you sell your house or your vacation property? What if you have to do it, or When should you do it? Let's talk about that after the break. You're joining us next on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.